All right. Welcome to episode 15 of the Almanac Podcast. I'm here, Alex, and I'm with my boy, Eddie.
Yo,
it's been so long.
yo, for real, you know, it's nice to come back.
Talk?
From this quarantine hiatus.
Quarantine hiatus.
That's how I'm gonna word it.
Quarantine hiatus.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never used those two words together.
But until now. Until now, yo. I feel like I've never been more technical than now. Than I, like you have to be so technical about it's like about spacing. Number, like
6 foot pole.
Yo, for real. Like
stay
that.
The fuck.
Someone gets like those hula hoop straps, like a hula hoop strap for me just to bounce people off. Like, you're in my bubble.
Like a hula hoop with
you're in my bubble.
Yeah, yeah. Sir, you're too close.
Bro.
Can you get the hell away from me?
is it just me, or do you like ever just feel like with the mask? Like I feel like I live in a dirty place.
So all right, yeah, let's give the listeners some context. So like locally here, we are mandatorily we have to wear masks. Right?
Yeah.
It's enforced by local.
Yeah. I mean I don't know how far they're pushing as far as, like, when you go outside your crib. Because, like, literally, I feel like the law is played by ear right now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like, all right, no masks for now. Like, yo, my boss, my boss even told me that.
Really?
He's like, listen, I'm just making the rules as I go each day. I'm like, yo, that's the rawest, like, that's an honest
You're just winging
leader.
My health like that?
No,
crazy.
I respect him because it's the honest leader. He's like, yo, for real, I don't have a game plan, but... I'm working
Let's
on
play
it.
By ear.
Yeah,
by
we'll
ear.
Play by ear. If we think we need to take a step up, we'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I respect that. I'm like, if you think it's good for now.
Then I'm good right now.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much. But like, yeah, just the feel of like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if you can just be out without a mask. Like I know they like.
I don't
most,
know.
I know most businesses aren't allowing you to enter if you're not wearing one though.
Yeah, I think it's more just.
Imagine being denied service. Hey, get out. You,
like, hey, where's
you
your mask?
Like you no masker. Like you feel me? Like.
Well, I don't know. Cause I've been going out and in certain circumstances I'm not wearing a mask. Like how we went on a trail the other day.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, whenever that was. And like I wasn't wearing a mask, but it was a populated area. But since it's a trail, there's no one even near me, like at all.
Well, I never took that into consideration. It's more like you outside, we're in the dirt. Like this is the dirt. Like if you really want to get exposed to like germs, this
the
is
virus
the,
is here.
Yeah, the virus is here. Like that's what I'm like trying to tell you. Like if you really like and like I saw a meme, and it was about how can y'all expect a mask to protect you from coronavirus when a fart can get through an underwear and some jeans? Feel me? Like,
I think the mask is supposed to just...
What's it doing? You're still breathing in air. Air's getting through the mask. Why wouldn't coronavirus get... Like, what else would you be breathing in?
Well, it's a flu, so like... It's
different.
Think...
Like nobody understands that masks are only for if you're sick. So if you cough or like you're,
you don't spread it around.
You don't spread it because the fucking the phlegm shit is getting caught in the mask. If you sneeze, cough, you're spitting, all that.
I guess since people don't know if they're sick or not. Like I don't know about you, but I've been like paying attention to the news like minimally, but like I try to pay attention to the important stuff. And the list of like the symptoms that you could have in order for you to have coronavirus. Just gets larger and larger. And I'm talking about, like, it'll be very vague stuff. I'm like, body aches, your neck, like, you know what I mean? Like, and they're just like, oh, if you have two of these, you should get checked out. And I'm like, body aches and a cough. And I'm like I could just have a rough night and feel like that. You know what I mean?
Like, but that's what makes it more unbelievable because it's like, yo, like, we bounce back from some of these. I'm like, it kind of feels like at this point, y'all just made this up so you could, like, blame it all. Like, because they're saying that.
Saying what?
That, like, right now, they're like, a lot of nurses and doctors are saying that, like, the records are showing that if you die from anything that relates to those symptoms, they mark it as a coronavirus death.
Oh, really?
So, like, they're saying the numbers are inflated.
Oh, so they're just gassing up those numbers.
Yeah, like, literally, bro, people are coming out and saying, like, they look at the records. It could be, like, dying from a regular ammonia,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they'll mark it off because, like, being ammonia is the same thing as the same...
Yeah, you have the
same symptoms. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Damn. I didn't think about that.
Because, like, yo, I mean, like, a lot of things, were, like, anything could be a cough. You could have a cold, a flu.
Well, all right, so, like, me and my roommate, we were in Philly when the Philly outbreak happened. And, like, the first day, they were like, coronavirus is in Philly.
My man has it. Yeah. I didn't know this. My man has it.
Yeah, I try not to tell a lot of people.
The show's canceled. The show's canceled. We disbanded as of today.
No, so, like, we were, like, freaking out because we came back the next day. And that night we were out, and they were saying that the coronavirus is out. We were just kind of like, you know, out and about. We're trying to figure out why people are not out. It was super dead. And I'm telling you, it was the first day they, like, announced coronavirus hit Philly. And me and my roommate are just, like, roaming down, like, in Philly everywhere. And we're just like, why is everything empty? We come back here and, like, for some reason, we just, like, started paying attention more to the news. And they're like, coronavirus is, like, this is so serious. This is super serious. You have to be careful. If you were in a city like that, that's super populated and that has been impacted by coronavirus, go home and isolate. So me and my roommate are just, like, super terrified. Bro. Yeah. Like, we're just like, fuck, I think we just brought it to Lancaster. Obviously, we didn't bring it to Lancaster. We've been good.
You heard it here first. The real patient X.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I quarantined myself for, like, 2 weeks.
They're going, like, after you drop this episode, there's going to be, like, a Frankenstein, like, a whole Frankenstein hunt right here outside the crib. Like, right. Pitchforks and torches. Like,
thank God they don't know where I live.
What's that shit called? An angry mob. There we go.
An angry mob.
That's not something a term I would use, like, normally. I'm never just talking about angry mob.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know. So that, like, scared me for sure. But I don't know. I feel like if you're taking, like, all the super, like, precautions when you go out and about, like, even when you're doing, are you, like, going grocery shopping a lot, or?
Me?
Hold on. How have you been? How have you actually been?
That's a very vague question, bro.
How have you been doing?
Like, I mean, I'm here.
Well, I know you're alive.
Nah, bro. Like, that's all I can really
Thanks
ask for.
Thanks for telling me you're alive.
That's all I can really ask for. Like, as long as I'm alive, I can really say I'm good.
Yeah.
For now, feel me? Like, the mindset might change as we gather. But, like, as far as, like...
Well, I know you were on lockdown for a little bit. And, I mean, a lot of people should be, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to respect social distancing, but... It's not in me.
Temperature's hitting 60 and I'm not,
I mean, like,
I'm not staying in the
like,
crib.
Like, being locked in affected a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
Like, so I'm like...
Well, I've had extended family members affected by this.
Yeah.
Like death.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like some people really, like, are affected by not being able to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
For different reasons. It's multiple reasons, but, like, being available to, like, not to... It's almost like being in a cage.
What do you mean?
Because you have to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Feel me? Like, I
it's
mean, like,
super, like, staring at these four walls.
I mean, there was, like, I mean, like, people were actually, like, we were protesting this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How do you feel about that?
Protesting?
Yeah, the people that are protesting.
It's, like, weird. Like, I saw someone brought up about, like, immigration, like, how, like, when, like, the people were, people were being kept in cages when they were doing that whole immigration sweep.
Oh, okay.
Like, and now they're saying, like, how do you think they feel? Like, people were, the families that were getting processed, feel me?
Yeah.
It's just like that, like, you're restricting, it's just a lot of shit like that.
Hmm.
But, I mean, like, I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, it's like, you can't help
well,
it.
I think some of the protests are a little ridiculous. Like, some, like, I'm only basing this off of the actual signs. I'm not, like... Like, I saw, like, a picture of people protesting, and I'm just basing it off of, like, what I saw on the signs. And, I mean, I'm seeing, like, signs that are just, like, I need a haircut, this and that. I'm like, your barber is still active. You know that.
That's most, I mean.
like, you just don't have a connection with your barber, for real, for real.
I mean, like.
If you're protesting that you need a haircut, you don't have a connection with your bartender.
I respect the people that have been woofing it. But it was that was also not in me. Like yo, I went like a month. I went like a month without getting a haircut, and I was just like, like I still see people because I'll still go to work. I'm like, nah, I definitely gotta trim this. I'm like, this gotta get handled. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Feel me? Like, just I don't have the patience for long hair. On top of that,
yeah. There's also like when you get a fresh cut, you just. Fuel
it made me hot like better. I feel like I have too much like my hair sticks like it made me hot like
yeah I think I'm gonna start trying to rock out the short hair, honestly.
It's breezy, ain't it?
Yeah, it's my head doesn't feel as heavy. Like, I had so much hair.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I risked it all. You feel me? But you're absolutely right. If you don't know what, like, how your barber's moving, your barber ain't that close.
Yeah. So you're protesting it. So you protesting is just kind of like about your haircut. Like, I don't care.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. You really have to have a bond with your barber.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
a bond.
I don't have a bond with my barber.
I don't know, bro. The access be lit. You feel me? Like
the what?
The access be lit. You feel me? Like, if I've been really squeezed. My barber right now has like never failed to squeeze me in last minute.
Oh, I feel
that. But I'm not like that. I'm usually very punctual. Like, I schedule. I'm a scheduler.
Yeah.
I'm very punctual.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You of all people know that. I tapped on this man's window at 8 a.m. window. I was like,
yo, he really did it.
Yeah. I'm very punctual when I say I'm with time, but that's it's like that kind of situation.
Yeah. So what else have you been like doing like during quarantine? I guess
me. I mean,
well, not you specifically, but working. I'm trying to think like, I've been talking to like people left and right about like what the hell they've been doing. A lot of people are just like reading, binge watching shows, or like trying to be active. You know, like going on hikes and trails.
That's hard for me right now.
What?
Being active.
Oh,
like I'm not a
because you like going to the gym.
I love the gym.
Yeah,
I like I love the gym. It's just because like I see people and then I get motivated.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
Yo, that man, hey, the ball's going hard right now. I'm like, I'm like, yo, I'm over here on my phone looking for what song, because like I just pick every hard song on my phone and just put it on a playlist and just shuffle that joint and hope that the song's just smacking in the moment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm really feeling that song, but. Yeah, like I just get caught up in that. Or if someone writes me, like that's what I need to work on with that as well. Aside, what? Like being on my phone, like instead of like being in the gym.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just because like I waste so much time in the gym.
Oh, you mean being on the phone while you're at the gym?
Yeah.
When do you think they're gonna open up the gyms though?
Well, I mean, everything's reopening right now.
They're doing like soft openings.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like
soft.
Well, no, everyone's just scared of that second wave of coronavirus because. Yeah. You got to think about it. Like, all the people that haven't been tested, that have just been self-quarantining, that have the coronavirus, are still, like...
out there.
They're still out there. So, once they do the soft opening, people are just, like... they're going to probably think, oh, I don't have the coronavirus. And they're just going to spread it even more. You know what I mean? So, so what are they doing? Like, soft openings in certain locations?
I mean, like less populated? I know some states are opening up, like, entirely. I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, I really don't know.
Yeah, I think I saw something, like, this is somewhat off topic, but I saw something about how Switzerland hasn't been quarantining at all. And it's actually kind of like, they just left it up to the people. How do you feel like that should have been implemented in America?
I mean...
I feel like nothing would have happened.
Nah, I mean, personally, I feel like nothing should be left up to us. Like,
really?
Personally, like, after, like, seeing how we've been moving these past couple years, I don't think anything should be left to us.
Oh, okay.
Like, as far as, like we are, you know, land of the free, you know, democracy. Like, you know, that's literally what, like, the U.S. is.
Yeah.
Like, we're democracy, but, like, if the world, like...
Well, that's also something they're protesting.
If the way we ruled... the country was like really democracy, it'd be a lot wilder.
Yeah, true. I'm game for it. I don't think the country's gonna get any less crazy yet the older I get, so
that's true.
It's time to just
I'll keep my foot into
craziness in America.
Yo, nah, bro, it's really cool. I really feel like it could get mad maxy in here, like,
of course.
Also, I am legend.
We got some nice deserts here, bro.
Yeah, but not away here, like in PA.
Not in PA. Oh, no,
I was like, yo, you thinking Arizona, like Texas?
Exactly. I'll go down there for some Mad Max.
For
shit.
Some Mad Max. Yo, you gonna catch Alex out there, skull loincloth
with the Doc Martens?
Just Doc Martens growling, like snarling and shit on a buggy.
Yeah, yeah.
My man got a tooth necklace.
Oh shit!
Look at Mad Men.
So what else we got? socializing.
Deal.
So how, maybe I guess the next question would be like,
I will say this,
How are you adapting during this quarantine, talking to like your normal friends that you actually like see on a daily basis? Because I feel like I've been seeing a lot of my friends that I don't know. I feel like my friends are smart enough to realize if they have like the virus, so I'm trusting my friends. Yeah,
right. That's
it. But I'm still allowing I'm not allowing strangers. But like if I know you, like I'm still hanging out with them. Yeah. You know? And I don't think that quarantine is taking that away. I'm probably hanging out with people less, but I'm still seeing them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how I feel. I feel bad. I don't ever want no one to feel like I'm not making the time out for them. It's more so just like
Can't blame anybody for that.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Like I'm like yo, like don't take it personally. But I really can't see you right now.
Yeah.
I really can't see you right now. So that's just how that is. But people haven't been following it regardless, though. There are people who are just ignoring it. And, I don't care.
Feel me? Like the quarantine?
Yeah, people having Gettys and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I would have a Getty, but not like a Getty. Like,
yeah, not like
a whole house party. Feel me? Like, people have a whole house party.
I have to know everybody.
I wouldn't do that until it chilled out.
Yeah, but what do you think? Like, all right, so like, let's say,
but like, it's not, like, people are still like having beef.
What do you mean?
Like, people are still like imagine like everybody having to be quarantined and you're still beefing with somebody. Like, you're still like trying to get this beef settled.
You mean like between like just two like friends?
Just two people? No, like imagine just beef. Like, just,
and
like,
having beef and being quarantined.
Yeah, like imagine like yo, like you're really like just finding a way to go out. Like, yo, we have to do this. Like, yo, I ain't worried about you. Like, this quarantine. Like, I ain't worried about you. Yo, when this, it'd be different. Like, yo, when this, all this shit's done, we could definitely like get back into that. But like,
yeah, we're taking a hiatus.
Yeah, like quarantine, this beef on a hiatus. Like, yo, like you could say whatever you want. Just know when the quarantine's over, then we're back at it. I'm like, I'm not like, you're the last thing on my mind right now.
Yeah, it's not on site right now. As a matter of fact, stay away from me, 6 feet. Like, get the fuck away. I don't think I've... I mean, I personally don't have any beefs out there, so I don't know how that feels. Do you have beefs?
No.
Are you talking from a place, from your heart?
No, witness.
From experience?
Bro, witness. I witness beef, bro. You know, I always wish, like...
But how do you...
I wish we did not do subliminal message. Like, subliminal message was never a thing.
Why?
Huh?
What do you mean, subliminal messages? Like,
throwing subs.
Like on a status?
Just in a status. Like, yo, I hate when people throw subs.
Oh, yeah, you can at me.
Even if it's not about me. Like, even if it's, if it is about me and I don't know, then maybe it might be a sub. But, like...
If it's about me, you better at me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, imagine being so angry to address it with somebody, everybody but the person you have the issue with.
You know what that is? That's just, like, like, you're reaching for attention, feel like.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, like, you want people to question you. You want to have conversations, and that's how you do it. You throw the sub out there. You have X, Y, and Z hit you up talking about, what's this? They get to do, like, bro, that's drama, man. That's childish to me.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you have nothing better to do.
Get me wrong. Play the sub game, like, proper. Do it right, you know? I don't think you should do it all the time. Like, I'm really judging you if you're, like, a sub... if that's all you do, you just throw subs out there.
Yeah.
You don't confront nobody.
But it's really, you could be just be, like even just, like, a niggas ain't shit. Like, that niggas ain't shit is coming from somewhere.
Oh, that's not...
I'm not saying, like, bro, that's a sub.
No, it's
somebody,
not.
some nigga triggered that shorty to feel that way at that day in that moment. Like, I know for a fact...
That's not a sub to me.
That is a sub. Not, as I'm saying, not to me. Like, I don't mean like it's a sub like to me because she's saying niggas ain't shit. I'm saying it's a sub to the nigga that made her feel that way.
Oh, okay.
Yo, just address that. Like, feel me? Like, this is we were yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when we was on that, we was talking about it, about I feel like toxic energy is now like accepted.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, yo, they don't care. Like, yo, we'll call it what it is, but we're not gonna do nothing with it.
Yeah, it depends. Like, having that...
That's toxic.
Huh?
Like, that's under, like subliminal, being subliminal with it.
Yeah. I'm okay with toxicity, though. Like...
To an extent.
Yeah, for sure.
To an extent.
Control,
like,
yourself.
You can... Yeah, like, literally, like, it's like, yo, like, how...
It depends on the situation. Like, with, like me and a female, if, like, she's being toxic and I like it, I'm gonna be like, yo, do you. If I really don't like it, then I'm gonna press you about it. It depends. I like some toxicity, bro. Like,
really?
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I don't know. It's like, nah, I can't.
All right. How about you name something that's like toxic that you don't like?
What's toxic?
Yeah. From like experience. Like from experience, you know, I mean, I'm not saying name names or anything, but like, what's something that Shawty has done that's toxic to you that you just don't fuck with?
No, I'm just, I mean, like that example right there that I just used about like the subliminal, like if you can't
express... Oh, you think throwing subs is toxic? I don't think throwing subs is toxic though.
That's unhealthy. That's unhealthy communication. But you're not communicating. Like,
That's true. That is true. You're not communicating your problem. But like, it's also like,
if you're telling, because think about it, that's like, if you're telling everybody our business, like that's so, like you're putting our business out, that's toxic. Like, nobody needs to be in our business but us.
Yeah, but like, I'd rather just be toxic with it and not deal with the situation just keep doing sometimes.
Alex, you're the type to like,
I really don't, you know that.
Huh?
Like, I'm not that type though, like I'm not really a toxic type. But I like some toxic, like, you know, keep it a little flagrant with me.
Yo, you the type to rate her parents, get your daughter. Like, get your daughter. Like, yo, you wrote my mom? Like,
your daughter is tripping right now. Yo, you would not believe what she just sent me.
Yeah, toxic, bro.
No, I don't think subs are, like, being toxic. Because, like, at the end of, like, because you can take subs two ways, right? You can take it as, yo, I'm trying to, like, start some shit. Or two, like, I'm trying to say something. I'm going to speak up about it. I'm not going to bring any personal stuff into it. And boom, I'm going to let that go.
Wait, what?
So I think there's two ways of addressing subs.
Okay.
Like when someone's trying to sub you, the first way is, or the first like way to address it is, yeah, this person's trying to start some drama. And then B, it's, I'm going to say this, I'm going to be vocal about it, but I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to just walk away. I'm cool with the second one.
I just don't respect it. What? I just don't respect it. I'm like, you can't say it to me. Like, you can't. I don't respect it.
I don't know.
I'm like, it must not be a real issue if you can't say it.
Exactly. Maybe they're not taking it that serious, but they feel...
They just had to vocalize
it. Yeah, they have to vocalize it. You know what I mean? They're not taking it serious at all.
I'm about to start just like, yo, next girl that I do that, I'm going to just give her a marker. Like, yo, write that shit on the wall. You know what I mean? Like, if you really want me to see it, right? Write that shit on the room right here. Say what makes you mad right here on this wall. Like, for real. Like, I don't got time for this.
This is our message board. I need you to write all your thoughts here.
Yo, for real.
If you can't say it to me, write it here on this wall.
I'll leave it blank. Like, I'll wipe it off once it's settled.
Yeah.
And then if something else pops up, I know because I'll see something on the board.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
But.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of other things that I've been, like, encountering.
With quarantine?
Yeah. I've just been spending... I mean, I personally have been just spending, like, time working on some music here and there.
Yeah.
It's hard to just be enclosed.
I know you've been buying a lot.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of online purchasing. Talking about a lot. Unhealthy amount.
You know, and I'm thinking about that now. Like, I kind of feel bad for people who do work in, like, the postal industry because they're probably getting slammed with work.
Yeah.
Like, anything, any carrier, like, yo, I feel bad. Like,
but, like,
because I've been buying shit, too, but, like, yo,
Do you think
like,
it's...
the speed they're going at, like, I be getting shit on the randomest days. Like, back-to-back, like, packages. I'm just like...
Yeah.
It's at this point, like, somebody's going to expect I'm getting a package and just rob my shit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I get so mad, because, like, Nike, like, I ordered some Nike shit,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the tape they use says, just do it. Like, they can just get some normal tape. Like, they know what's in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so...
Yeah, I've been doing a decent amount of online purchasing. I think it's just better to do that than to go in actual stores with a mask and possibly get it. But, like, handling products like that, I'm sure, like, shipping companies like UPS and USPS, like, they have their own desanitizing systems in place by now.
Maybe.
For sure. Because they're not closing.
Yeah.
They're delaying.
I mean, I heard some of them were going on strike.
Oh, really?
I heard Amazon workers were going on strike, and then, like, the CEO said he's going to be... I think he said he was going to try and employ 150,000 people.
Oh shit.
I mean, that's a lot. Yeah, like my one uncle in Arizona, he works for Amazon. Told me he's working his ass right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, yeah, good. Like, I ain't knocking nobody for being at work, but because, like, at the same time, you're taking that risk.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? But, like, you also got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely hustle any way you can, but just be safe about it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a little weird because how many people did you say you was going to employ?
I think like 150,000.
150,000? That's insane to be like...
Bro, because Amazon get bread, bro. Like,
for sure.
Amazon came up. Even just like the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stocks are like going crazy.
Yeah, I had a friend that was just like, yo, you should invest in some cryptocurrency. I put some bread into that.
Yeah, you have? Yo, like, it's now is the time. You feel me? Right here is your...
This is your moment to shine.
This is your...
2020 as a year, though, like...
This is game for free 99. Free 99,
yeah,
bro.
For real. Nah, but this year so far, I mean, what are we in, May now?
Yeah, we're in May.
Fuck.
It feels like it's dragging and flying at the same time. Because, like, it's like when you think about it, we're literally almost halfway through the year and we didn't do shit.
Yeah. I mean, 2020 is going to be like a snap. Well, it's going to be September. I'm going to be mad.
Bro, society's not ready to come back out.
Yeah, but so I've been seeing stuff on the news where they're allowing like beaches to like open up, and as long as people are on the beach but they're six like feet away from each other,
yeah,
they're gonna reopen beaches and stuff like that, which is cool. Like, I mean, I'm not a big fan of like, I can't think of me being on the beach and being 6 feet like close to someone anyway.
I can.
Really?
When I was in San Diego, it was like that.
Oh.
For 4th of July.
Well, I'm sure it won't be as crowded.
It was lit, bro. We were playing football. And like it was like to the point, you know, like in a movie where someone throws a football and it lands in the family's picnic.
Yeah.
And the old nigga get mad. Like, it was just like that. And I didn't even know these guys. Like, I literally just came and picked it on some Randy Moss shit.
Nice.
It was that, like, and the fact they could have jumped me. They could have, like, yo, they don't know me. I just came and picked it, just ran.
You don't
ran.
Pick my ball, bro.
Yo, bro, I was on. Like, they weren't allowing me alcohol on the beach.
So, oh, really?
Like, I bought a bottle of Gatorade. I was on, like, a Gatorade wave that year.
Yeah.
Like, my people who really knew me,
mm-hmm.
knew me. I was, like, chugging Gatorade like crazy.
I remember.
Yeah. You remember? Like, buying it in bulk. But when I went, I had bought one, but then I bought a fifth of Henny.
Mm-hmm.
And I chugged the whole Gatorade, and I put the fifth in it. It fit the whole bottle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's
holy
nuts.
Shit.
Yeah, I was like, clutch. Put it in my book bag, and then I just had like two cans of Red Bull, like two big-ass cans of Red Bull.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, red cups, and I was just chugging it on the beach.
Nice.
Chilling. But, yeah, like, yo, it was really crowded, though.
Hmm. See, because I'm dying to go to the beach pretty soon. Once this weather gets a little more, like...
I wouldn't go up here.
What do you mean?
Like, beaches up north.
Oh yeah,
like no, like you ain't gonna catch me at, like.
I'd go down Jersey, to the Carolinas.
North Carolina, Virginia. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely down with that. But
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely trying to take some trips this year for sure. I don't care about this quarantine.
I'll say, yo, because our beaches over here be looking like lakes.
Yeah, would it? Yeah,
be looking like lakes, yo. Like, why is water so green?
It's so nasty.
It's like pirate water. This is really this is some pirate water, yeah. Northeast water, really pirate water.
Yeah, for real.
Like all ships, dead bodies. Like, yo, that's European. That's Europe water. Atlantic. Yo, we don't claim y'all. We claim the Pacific Ocean. That's in China. Been cool.
Yeah. Shit, what else has been going on in this quarantine that I'm just like, it's kind of bothering me? I don't know, a lot of things, like, this hasn't been bothering me that much. Like, I played the home card in my regular life before this quarantine.
Yeah, I feel like people who it's not
affecting them at all.
The people who are homebodies, of course not, but
yeah,
I mean, like, it's like in the middle for me.
Mm-hmm. Cause you like going out.
On occasion.
Yeah. Like, so do I. Don't get me wrong. Like, on occasion, I'll definitely go out.
It has to be like, for me, people who know me, it's like, it has to be worth it.
Yeah.
Like, really interesting. Like,
I'm definitely,
whether it's like just going out to the bar for like a game, it has to be a good game. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't watch like no MMA fight. Some of them are good, but not like all of them. Like, yo, like, you have to really win me over. Like, why I should go to watch this fight.
I'm not a big fan of going out to watch like sports at sports bars.
For real?
And I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you can't be yourself?
No, I could definitely be myself.
No, you fucking can't. Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
You don't remember that night at Miller's?
Oh, I do.
Yo, my man was screaming in the restaurant. Only man screaming.
Nah, I'm lying. I don't care for like being myself at a sports bar. I just don't like watching TV outside. Like if I'm leaving my house and I'm watching TV, I feel weird.
Because you can't be comfortable?
No, I'm like not. I don't know. I'd rather just, if I'm leaving my house, I should be doing something. Like I feel you on, I'm not leaving my house without a purpose. Like it has to be a good reason.
Yeah.
I know dogs have been like so happy during this quarantine
to be with their owners.
they're like, yo, you've been home a lot.
Yo, you're really going, like, they're really gonna develop like a social attachment.
Oh, they're gonna get like social
anxiety.
No, they're gonna get what's it called?
Social anxiety. separation anxiety.
Separation anxiety. Once everyone gets like back to normal, they're like,
why are you leaving me? Yeah. Yo, I can only imagine.
It wasn't like this.
I can only imagine how dramatic it is.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Yeah, my dog's been up.
Yo, I saw a video one time, had me crying. It was like some guy who just came back from the army, mm-hmm. and like the family came, like he put up in a taxi,
okay.
And like the mom's like getting their daughter to come out with a sign, like, oh, you know, like welcome home, dad. Yeah. And like the dog's like a golden retriever. As soon as they all come out, the dog rushes him. Bo like just gets mad with the dog and gets right back in the taxi and dips. I'm like, yo, I'm like, yo, that's so crazy.
Oh shit. So we got some new music that came out apparently.
It did though,
apparently. I'm just kidding. Well,
what really came out besides is that demo, was it Drake demo tapes,
the Dark Lane demo tapes?
Yeah.
Well, I'm only aware of Mozzie dropping an album. I don't know if you know who Mozzie is.
Yeah, from California.
Yeah, he dropped an album, but I think there's like a meme floating around saying like, yo, like I can't. It was something weird. It was like Mozzie saying, or what was it? I think he was like trying to talk to Drake and being like, yo, like I can't believe you did this to me right now. Like where he had like, he's dropping an album, but like a lot of people can't compete with Drake. So like they try not to drop when Drake drops, but Mozzie did. So I think there's a meme floating around, like saying, like, "Yo, like, can't believe you did this." That's the only way I knew Mozzie dropped an album. So I was like, "Oh, cool! Like, someone else did drop an album. I'm gonna go listen to that too." I don't know if you got a chance, but I mean, great marketing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, use it to your advantage.
He posted it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's even funny. Good sportsmanship.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but like at the same time, like
he has a point.
I'm like, bro, I would not have known. Like, I would have just. I'm like, oh, Drake dropped an album. I'm like, boom.
That's what I'm saying. On top of that, like, I don't follow Mozzie. Like, I don't mind him as a rapper.
Well, I don't follow him either, actually. But it's for some reason that meme like came to my timeline, and I was just like, ah, oh, you did drop an album. That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
I went to go listen to that. Like, once I already heard the Drake album that dropped. Well, yeah. It's not an album. I've been hearing demo tape.
I mean, how did you feel about the Drake Dark Lane's demo tape?
Well, I mean,
throw your shots right now, bro. I'm ready.
What do you mean?
I'm ready for the hate I was hearing in my car yesterday.
The hate?
Yeah. You what'd you say? What did you say?
Well, I'm not starting off with hate.
Nah, start with what'd you say?
I don't have hate.
It was, what'd you say? It wasn't that good, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
That's exactly what you
that's
said.
That's what I said.
Yo, every song I put in, he's like, yo, you like this song? Of course you do. Of course you like this song.
Well.
And I came into the building today, what did I hear playing in the background?
All the songs that I do like.
Yeah.
that's all.
Nah, bro. He was dissing Time Flies. And now.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
I played it.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Bro, stop playing me.
I did. It was
you always try to play me, bro. You better stop.
It's true.
Stop trying to play me, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Get your finger off the button. You gonna do it or not?
Just start shooting. Shout out the Blaze.
Now, so you dropped a demo tape. Are you considering this an album?
No.
To me, this is like a mixtape.
I always, if you put the tape in there, I'm always going to, like, if you say it's a tape, whatever you call it, I'm going to call it, for the most part.
Well, he's saying it's demo
tapes. It's different if you drop, like, a 20-joint song and say, yo, this is an LP.
Yeah.
It's not a light project, bro.
But yeah, you know how, like, artists, when they get into, like, some sort of album in their grasp, like, they create a demo for it. So that's what I'm assuming this all is.
With an honest opinion, huh? I feel like this was just, like, scratched.
Yeah, like a demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, artists do that, where I mean, they'll create a demo, and then...
Y'all just experiment. Like, to me, this is experimentation.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, you were saying it was a call. It was just a bunch of songs that he had, and he put it together. And there are some new songs, and there are some songs that have been out. Like, he already dropped the When to Say When, Chicago Freestyle, and the Tootsie Slide. I can't think of anything else that was... there's other stuff already out, but it was, like, leaked, you know? It wasn't, like, an actual song that you can go to, like, a DSP and go, like, listen to it.
I mean, well, he dropped War a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. War. But he dropped that 2019, I'm pretty sure. That was, like, at the end of 2019. Because that came out when, like, Jack Boys came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I like it.
What do you want to do? Song by song review kind of thing, or do you just want to like jump into the entire project? Do you want to give like an overall?
I mean, I'd rather what songs stood out the most?
I'm not like, I don't know,
because like it's still so fresh and I'm still like really listening to it. Yeah. I've actually had it on repeat.
Yeah,
just because I'm trying to like really like get a hold of every song.
Yeah, let's talk about how like people are willing to do that for Drake, but they were not willing to do that with other artists.
But like, it has to like,
don't you? Because it's crazy how much like replay value it's crazy how much you'll replay like an album,
yeah,
just so you can like not trick your brain, but like just to tell yourself, oh yeah, I do actually like this song. But like that, I feel like that's how music is supposed to be. Like, I mean, like back in the day, they used to release a song and an album, and the reviews wouldn't come.
Yeah.
So for like what, a couple weeks, a month.
Like, but
for me to yeah,
it's about appeal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I'm gonna have to say that. I can't say I have, like, a bunch of... I know I have a couple songs that I'm like, yeah, I love that song. But I can't say that I love the entire project.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, but you asked me which ones I enjoyed the most.
Yeah, like, which
so far?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll start from the top. I'm not a big fan of the When to Say When track, when he already dropped that with the Chicago Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chicago Freestyle, like, what's his name? Givian?
Yeah.
Killed it. Like, and like, that... That piano with like the vocals, I thought it was sample at first because Drake does a really good job with sampling. Was it Sampa or Sampa?
Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Sampa.
He does a really good job with sampling his vocals and creating a song over it. So when I first heard that, I actually thought it was him, but it's not. So that song right there, I thought it was just really good. It's a nice, tame.
I mean, I like Givian
track.
Yeah,
I've never heard of him, so.
Yeah,
there's that.
I played him for you, but it's cool.
All right.
Hating.
I'm not hating.
Nah,
I just don't.
Bro, fuck with you.
Stop playing with me. I like Desires with Future. I thought that was like that's a pretty decent track, actually. And I'm not a big fan of Future.
For real?
Yeah, I'm not like huge on Future songs, but like, and honestly,
you've just never been in the dirty, bro.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what that means.
Nah, you just never been like zoned out in the dirty listening to the Future, bro. You just don't understand.
Yeah,
you have to live that lifestyle. You're like the same way you live, like how Cactus, like Travis Scott fans, you know, they like really breathe in that mosh pit shit. Like once you're in that mode, like
you're saying, Future has that. He probably does.
He does, like that fan base. Like every like artist has their own fan base.
I forget
like,
who.
Remember
else...
how like Wiz Khalifa, like how when Wiz Khalifa had that Taylor Gang thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody was wearing fucking like cargo shorts and Chucks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That was a movement. It's like that. How like, but like I'm saying, he has his own like. It's like a lifestyle. Let me say it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like Chuck Tay's like smoking papers, yeah, shit like that. But that's So, but with Desires, you said you're not a big Future fan, but you really like that song.
Yeah, I like that song.
I mean,
I
feel like you like when they come together.
Yeah, when they dropped What a Time to Be Alive,
yeah,
they had a couple tracks on there that I loved. Didn't like the project,
yeah,
like together as a whole, but there's a couple tracks I was like, yo, this is like the perfect song almost. So I'm definitely a big fan of when that comes on. But I mean, right after that, Time Flies, love that song. And then Landed, love that song. I thought those are like... I just really enjoyed them, honestly. I resonated with the lyrics. Not as much, like, yeah. Not because I'm living it, but, like, I'm just like, these are, like, the best lyrics I've heard in a while. And, you know, talking about bitches, like, yeah. Doing your thing. I can't say I listened to a lot of the rest of it, honestly. I kind of stopped there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I listened to it. D4L, it was an okay track, but it's not something I'm putting in my, like, in my library, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Losses was actually decent. I'm not a big fan of, like, the sampling that's going on in the beginning, but once the song actually drops and, you know, the lyrics come in, cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From Florida with Love, I don't know why, but for some reason in my head, I just, like, detached from anything that happens with Florida in it. Like, I'm just like, y'all crazy down there. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not trying to run with that energy.
Yeah, Florida's different.
Demons is all right. There's two people on there that I haven't heard of. What is his name? Fivio Foreign. I'm not sure who the other guy is.
You've heard a song, the Tory song. I played the Que Lo Que song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was him and it was him on that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know where they're from?
New York.
Oh, okay.
New York.
Yeah, and then War. I mean, I like War, but I'm not a big fan of, like, that UK beat style. So I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not that. Like, it works. I think it's probably gonna be the new sound.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are gonna use it, but
it's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
So.
But how'd you feel about it?
So for me, like, I like Deep Pockets. Like, to me, like, I always say with every album, like, the opener,
or the intro to the album.
Yeah, like, with the intro of the album, I that's the opener, that sets the tone.
Yeah.
And with that one, I didn't mind it. I wasn't crazy about When to Say When. Like, I mean, it's a good song, like, lyrically, like, the message, like, I feel like, I like the message of the song.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't vibe to me. You know, Chicago Freestyle was cool, but, like, definitely, Not You Too was, I thought it was pretty good. Like, when I saw Chris Brown, I was like, I hope it's not, like, poppy. Feel me? Because, like
last year's, like, they had, like, a banger.
No Guidance.
Yeah, No Guidance wasn't, like, a poppy song.
You could dance to it, though. So, any song you can dance to, like...
It's pop?
Like Choreograph.
Yeah, but that's Chris Brown. That's the package you're getting with Chris Brown.
What I thought. I was like, for the the vibe they were going with the album, like, you can have a pop song on, like, this gangster ass looking album, like, you feel me? Like, my man's hoodied up, about to rob. Like, this is Robin Bue. Like,
yeah, they definitely got creative with the.
But he was literally just on the vocals, art. Like, he, like, the background vocals.
Yeah.
So, like, you feel me? Like, I like that they stayed true to that. But I've been bumping that, you know, in my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't crazy about Tootsie Slide, like, cause, like, I mean, it was good marketing, cause it was like it blew up on TikTok.
Yeah,
you know, TikTok, like, he was a pretty.
They're riding that.
Yeah, they rode that. Like, he was smart with that. Time Flies that's a song I like just because, like, it sounds good in the car. Like, literally just drive around, put that joint in the back. Like, he put out a visual for that on his gram with the song, and it matched perfectly. It was really just like ride like a car, like the same way Party Next Door had like a car driving for like all his videos for his album.
Yeah.
Drake kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
But just with the song playing. So he just like him, like he digitized himself into the car and just like, it was cool. But yeah. it's a car vibe. I wasn't crazy for D4L either. I thought it was going to like, I was expecting more like an Atlanta song, like a, you know, feel me? Because of the future and Thug. I'm like, all right, it's going to get like if he would have did a song with like Baby and Gunna, like kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like
I'm kind of happy he dropped their song on this project though, cuz I mean, he's expected to have another project coming out this summer.
Yeah.
So I'm like all right, cool. Like, I'm happy that you collabed with them. I'm not a big fan of the track, but I definitely need to hear it like in a club. You know what I mean? Like it's not in the house. Kind of track that you just listen to. Like, I'm not getting hype on myself with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Pain 19... I actually like Pain 1993. I'm not a big Cardi fan, but, like, I've been, like... Because, like, we've talked about where, like, he... Like, the baby voice gets to me.
Yeah. It kind of makes it seem like it's, squeaking. Squeaking. <Yeah. laughs> yeah, I don't know how
like,
to...
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it sounds a little childish.
I don't know anything about Cardi. That's my thing.
I'm just saying my man's grown. Like it'd be different if his voice.
Oh, okay. If his voice
was actually like that. Like, I've never actually watched an interview, but I don't think his voice sounds like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, bro, like, Bo just got arrested, like, not that long ago. So, imagine, like,
Bo him snapping. Being in jail.
Or just snapping on a police officer sounding like that. You feel me? Like, but, like, a lot of people are anticipating his album. I forgot what it was fucking called.
Something red.
Yeah, something red. Mm-hmm. But like, I was gonna give it a chance.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not like a big fan of that track.
People feel like they shouldn't have been like. They feel like they just don't collab well.
Well, here's the thing. Whatever Cardi is doing, like musically, is not for everyone.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Right.
I mean, not everybody. That's like any kind of music. Not everything's for everybody.
Yeah, but I feel like even like his specific music itself is like, at least in my eyes, maybe I'm just aging.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
And
yeah,
I'm like having older, my first old head moment. And yeah, I'm just no, like, bro. I'm I like, agree. Fuck whatever just happened in that verse right there.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm just like, that's not hip hop to me or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I just feel about it. I'm like, I'm not not accepting of it. It's just kind of like, it's not being added to my library. And don't you dare play that around me.
But it will be played. this shit will be televised.
You're just riding off that Drake wave, off the strength of Drake.
What
I said? You're just riding off the strength
for that
of,
song.
Yeah,
I mean, I like, but I like Losses. I'm kind of feeling the same with the whole Florida with Love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Florida with Love. Demons, I didn't really care for, just because like it kind of
really
just
hard.
Sounded. It sounded like a 5-year-old foreign song to me, like because like. Like how you were saying with the whole UK thing, like how it's gonna be a movement. That's what like.
I mean, we already seen that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but like to me, it's like all right, like I like how you said, like a lot of people don't like UK music, like because mm-hmm. like I feel like I remember like a couple years before this, like when Drake was like rocking with like Skepta and Giggs, he mm-hmm. put Giggs on like the other tapes, Skepta and Giggs on the other projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of people weren't bumming with it. And I can't lie, I have a few UK songs on like I listen to like Dave. Like Dave's probably the only guy I listen to.
Yeah.
But like I also haven't been like put on to a lot of like UK artists. But like I think it's interesting that like we're taking their like beats
mm-hmm.
and then we're rapping over it. And not to say like it's more successful on our end, but like we like it. Like we like it when we do it, but yeah. We don't like it when they do it.
I think it's an accent thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
like what's next? Like we all like imagine like we just take like some like go like Western, we start taking like Asian beats, just like I don't like.
Well,
I
they have a like what is it?
It starts getting like anime.
88
rap.
Rising. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I've seen them before.
It's where the what's the dude, the Chiga dude that has the track.
Oh, Rich Chiga.
Rich Brian. Yeah.
Well, now he was Rich Chiga though.
He was Rich Chiga.
I think he only took that down because he was getting like hate for it.
He probably was on, but probably not. I didn't see a lot like anything online, but probably in real life.
No, bro. Yeah. So I'm saying like
yo, you can't say that.
Yeah, but a lot of like black artists like respected it. They like.
I saw the
reaction to his video.
Yeah, it was like Ghostface Killah was like really rocking.
Ghostface,
with it.
Cameron, Tory Lanez, I was like, yo, I respect that.
Yeah,
Chiga, like.
Exactly. But yeah, I think he's on a label with someone. I'm not sure if he's like if he owns it, but it's called like 88 Rising. But that's like Americanized, like Japanese, or I don't think it's actually Japanese. It's just an Asian culture. It's
anime rap.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, fuck with
you. Well, even that one dude, that Joji kid, that was like,
oh Joji,
he's on there too.
I mean, his career is definitely crazy to me. But hold on, I want to finish up on this Drake.
Oh,
thing.
Go for it. Sorry.
So like with the whole UK thing, like it's gonna fit, like I'm gonna finish off this with War. Like when Drake dropped War, it was like you said, it was around the same time Jack Boys did. Peeped. I didn't even like pay show much to Jack Boys, but with the whole War song, I didn't mind it much either, just because like I wasn't a big fan of him rapping. Like, he was rapping in like their like with their like not to say their flow, but
their
accent.
Native tongue.
Yeah, like he was trying to sound he was trying to sound like them, and that's why I didn't respect it. I was just like, yo, I'm like, but like it's like, he did an alright job.
Yeah.
Like as I listened to it, it grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
But like. I was like, bro, you should just.
The more I listen to like when you put on UK music like Dave, I'm over here like I'm just like, man, like.
But it's like when you.
It sounds like.
But if you don't
straight up what Drake is just taking is there.
When you don't have the accent, mm-hmm. like when it's not an authentic accent, I know it's like it's Like, if I spoke, like, you've known me all my life. Imagine me just talking to you with a British accent for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Would you respect me? Like, you look at me funny. Like, you're like, bro, it's like, why are you talking like
just
that?
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah. Like, if tomorrow I decided, yo, British accent. Like, well, here's British accent, Alex. Like,
well, here's the thing. It depends. Like, I think I would be accepting of it if you actually spent time over there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but like,
if you just randomly did it, yeah, that'd be. I'm like, looking at you different. I'm like, what's wrong with this dude?
Do you think so? Like, let's say if you did move to like Britain, you think you would grow, and I developed one. You developed an accent.
I'd be cool with it. When I went to Spain, my dialect for my Spanish changed.
That's how I felt. I ain't gonna lie. I felt like that in PR. Yeah, but that's because you had to speak it more often.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Once you go to the UK and you start speaking English, you kind of adapt to it. I can see it. So then, and like with Drake, like, I mean, he has a Canadian accent and he hangs out with Jamaicans, so he has a mixture of that. And he does spend time in the UK or overseas in Europe, so probably picked it up over there.
So you think my man's talking to his son and his baby mom with like a French accent?
I don't know what he's talking about. I can't wait to. I was watching.
My man really has a French Canadian black son.
I was watching Atlanta last night, and like that the Drake episode. I'm just like, man, I can't wait for like Drake to actually get into his acting bag like again.
You think he will?
I don't know, but I wouldn't mind. I'm thinking about it. Will I'm just Smith like, it. Yeah. I'm just thinking. Well, not necessarily, but I'm just thinking in my head. I'm like, even with that episode where Donald Glover incorporated Drake into his episode,
his show,
I'm like, Drake could have popped out for that, you know? Like, there's a couple shows out there where Drake is like being incorporated into shows, but it's just not the willing. Like, Drake is just like, yo, I'm not. I don't know if it's time scheduling issue. But I'm just like, he's not like about it, and I'm like, but why?
But he's done that with, like, award shows where he's won awards and not showed up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about award shows. People don't show up to award shows all the time.
I think maybe that's why. Like, he doesn't just...
Like, have an acting career because he doesn't
want to... Because, I mean, he did small gigs. Like, he did, like, that State... I think it was, like, a State Farm commercial with, like, Will Ferrell. Where, like, they were with the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. Or, like, this. Like he's done, like, so Saturday you, night... He does Saturday Night Live.
You don't think the bag's big enough for him to appear?
I think he just doesn't want to do a full gig. He likes doing small acting gigs.
But like, that's what I'm saying. He could have done like a small little show, like or just a small little scene,
like his own little Atlanta.
Just some, yeah. Or I'm just saying he could have been in that show in Atlanta, but he could have just popped up for like a couple seconds. It wouldn't like.
But it'd also be like Dave, like when Dave had his face on the wall.
Yeah. Well, that's different. But like, that's a good way to incorporate him, I guess. That was hilarious.
Can you imagine like that conversation, like Lil Dicky just hitting up Drake, like, "Yo, bro, so I'm gonna be like clapping my girl, but like I'm gonna look at you."
Well, that's not something you would need Drake for. Can you imagine if it wasn't a poster of Drake and it was just Drake standing there?
Yeah, no, just to let him know, yo, bro, like I don't think about you. Like this is just for comedic.
I'm actually there, Drake. I'm surprised of the amount of like actual rappers Dave is getting on that show.
That's what I'm saying. Like I understood where you came from with like at Donald Glover, like not having like famous people on his show, but Dave did the same thing. Because to me,
the only plot hole is that with Atlanta, they're not using actual rappers except they used the Migos before, and they were like, oh, these are the Migos, but like the actual story of like Paperboy is not a thing. It's a fiction story. In my opinion, I don't know if it's actually based off of. I'm assuming that fiction career is a mixture of just a lot of like actual experiences that Donald Glover had in his music career.
Oh, I agree.
Right.
I agree. I'd agree with that for sure. But that's also like with Dave, do you want to talk about that now, or do you want to like?
I don't care.
We're done with. I would say we're done with the.
Done with the Drake.
Yeah.
Bye, Drake. With
the Drake. But like Dave just had their season finale this week,
mm-hmm.
And like after analysis, I love both shows. Like compared like with the whole Atlanta thing, but like to me, I'm not gonna say they're night and day, but like I would say like Dave's a very
playing his part,
white version of like I feel like they're very surreal shows. Like they're relatable. They're like surreal, like.
They're about, like, the hip-hop.
Like, I can relate to both of those shows heavily.
Yeah.
But, like, they're different aspects of life.
Yeah. They're both happening at the same time. I feel like it could definitely happen at
the same time. Yeah, like it's East Coast, West Coast.
Literally. Exactly. Yeah.
But like that's just how I see it though, because like but also with the humor.
It's very.
It's because like it's from two different perspectives. It's just perspective of a black man and a white man.
Yeah.
Because like there's a lot of dick jokes in like Dave.
Yeah.
That's more of like.
But that's like. That's kind of his thing.
That's what I'm saying, but that's white guy humor. You don't hear a lot of like black guy dick jokes. Like how many like sitcoms or like anything where people are just joking about it.
Bringing up a very valid point. I can't think of any.
I do enjoy.
Yeah. Go on.
I feel like you're trying like.
I'm just thinking of. I'm processing what you're saying. I'm not.
I'm just saying like from my perspective. I like that, but I put them in.
Do you put them in the same ballpark?
Yeah, like they're like
they're the same type of show.
Yeah,
but like, they're not the same show.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I was going for. Like it's the same show, but it's different perspectives.
Yeah. I can't think of a lot of other shows that are like that.
Honestly. That's what I'm saying.
They're probably the only two.
And I hate that they're like 10 episode seasons.
Yeah, man. Atlanta's supposed to. Oh fuck! I didn't even think about this.
They drop next year, but
they're supposed to. But with this whole quarantine thing, don't you think that's going to get delayed?
No, that's. I think that's also what's happening with Snowfall.
Oh okay. Actually, I was watching some Snowfall last night too.
So I'm saying like they're posted. Like they, one of their actors came out and said that was postponed. I'm just like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, be safe.
I never really took into consideration like how long it takes to film like these certain projects. Like with.
Yeah. Well, they were doing a lot of recording for Dave, like, at the end of 2019. Like, they did that all last year, and then they just dropped now.
Yeah.
Which is why it's a complete series. But I wonder how they're going to approach season two.
I also wonder if this is going to elevate, like, if this could elevate his career.
Who, Lil Dickies?
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people. How do you feel about him as an artist?
I mean, like, he expresses it in the show the same, like, how I already, like, he's aware of how he's viewed, and I that's another thing I like.
Yeah, my part,
he's like, I'm probably a satire rapper.
My biggest thing is if you listen to I listened to Lil Dicky's album when it first came out. Mm. So I got put onto Lil Dicky when I saw him on a track with Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
And I thought that track was I thought it was a great song, boom. Made me listen to the entire album. I thought it was a funny album. It was a great album.
He's funny as shit.
And it was still in the hip hop world. Mm. So I was like supporting it. And then what, like a year? Well, that came out like 2016, I believe, if I remember correctly. And then like a couple, 4 years later, almost, like he drops a show. Story is kind of the same as he has it through, like the album. The story in the album is kind of the same in the show. So like a lot of the things I'm expecting, honestly, like I was expecting, oh, you're gonna break up with your chick because that's what you fucking talk. You made a great song about that on the album.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I was expecting that to be part of the season finale. It was a little predictable, but that's probably what gives, in my opinion, Atlanta the edge. It's the unpredictability. They have way more.
It's an original story.
Exactly. Well, they're both original
story, but like it's
the one's a fictional story. You can do more with it. Yeah.
I'm saying, now that you mention it, it's kind of funny because like I was gonna say, like on top of like I don't listen to Lil Dicky a lot. Like I have a couple of his songs, mm-hmm. like because I've seen like music videos. Like his direction with his music videos and the songs go so well together that mm-hmm. it makes it popular. Like the Pillow Talk song.
Yeah, that's a funny song.
Or like Let Me Freak. Like those songs are love so funny. Song. Yeah, but like he makes really like he's his comedy.
Is there,
but his skill is also up there. Like I don't like I could watch him freestyle like on like a YouTube video, like mm-hmm. at a radio show. Like I'll listen because I know he's capable,
mm-hmm.
but like I don't follow his music.
Yeah, the thing is like with
but he's promoting it a lot in his song in his show. Like he
yeah. How do you feel about those tracks that are like kind of being dropped in the show? That
some
like,
of them are all right.
Some of them I'm just like I'm yeah, like yo, I've never full, heard that I need, song. I need you to drop that.
Yeah. It's
some do you of think those, that's gonna be like part two of his album? Because I'm trying to think about like
that would be cool if he drops something right after like after the season finale. He's like, oh yeah guys, here's the tape, and it's just like, all the songs that were in that jump.
Well, there you go.
That would be cool. But I don't think that's why I was going with the whole elevation. But like I just realized that like Donald Glover, Childish Gambino did the same thing with Atlanta. A lot of the songs that were on playing in the background, like, you may have noticed that, like the episode he had with Justin Bieber, where it was the black Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And he was singing.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, it wasn't, like, the guy was actually lip-syncing. If you listen to the song he was performing.
It's an actual Donald Glover song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's Childish Gambino singing the track.
Yeah.
He does a lot of, like the Paperboy song in that show.
Was also him.
Is also him. There's a lot of songs like that on that, in that show. On the show, there's only two seasons worth of, yeah.
And I think it's cool that he does that.
I think it's cool that he's capable of doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you can just, oh, this is Childish Gambino, but as if he was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And this is the song he would come out with.
In that genre. Like, people are accepting of that.
Definitely. I'd have to agree. Well, I don't know. I really hope, like, Atlanta doesn't postpone any more than they already have. But I'm definitely tuning into season 2 of Dave if they actually ever get to it.
They definitely won me over with that.
But yeah.
But that season finale was definitely like I feel like he definitely broke borders. Oh. As far as censorship, like,
yeah,
with that whole series, they, like,
we mean, like, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, him sucking that Mexican's dick.
Yeah.
I was like, where are you going with this show?
But not even just that, like, even when, like, he brought out that that sex doll.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, there's a lot in that show. I'm just like,
yo, like, or,
I'm
yeah,
like, yo, like, you're burnt for this, like, bro.
Yeah, he's wrapped out. He's wrapped out to put this on TV, and that's, like, I respect FX for that.
For sure. For sure. It's actually kind of crazy how FX just has Atlanta.
They're willing to do that.
Like, yeah, like, they have the same production team to just, like, do both shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, except
they're almost like a Comedy Central, almost.
They're getting good.
Yeah.
But honestly, FX has always been
that.
Like,
the movies, you want action, you want nudity.
You want the good shit, come to FX.
FX.
For sure.
I
couldn't tell you that. I'm not well-versed in
cable.
Cable television cable networks that are being owned by these people. I have no idea, but I have time, so I'm gonna figure it out.
Yo, have you been able to touch in on that Bulls documentary at all?
No.
Oh, bro.
I know.
I need to plug you in somehow.
I need to figure out how to watch it.
I tried.
Wait, so what is it on? ESPN?
Yeah.
I think I actually have ESPN.
If you can... Yeah, sometimes your phone... Sometimes
hold on, let's not
phone
talk
carriers.
About
but... I'm okay. If you don't want to talk about me, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You then.
Oh, well, actually...
Nah, bro, I'll fuck with you.
Tell me more about the MJ doc, then.
Tell you more? Michael?
Give me a little...
Michael?
For the people that haven't been watching.
I mean, like...
What episode are they on? From what I understand, it's like a 10-part series, right?
Yeah, it's a 10-episode documentary. They're all, like, an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every episode, I think they base from somebody that was involved with the team. Like,
yeah.
So, like, the first two episodes was, like, Michael Jordan... The first episode was Michael Jordan. The second episode was Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
The third episode was Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's just raw. Like, it's, like, raw documentaries. Like, some of them are, like, I mean, like, they interview them, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
But they show them videos of, like, back then so they can commentate on it. They show them videos of them talking now. Like, oh, well, Bo said this. Like, yo, I think that's the most craziest part. Like, yo, like, Bo be like, yo, Bo was selfish. Like, I'm just like, damn. Like...
Damn.
It was pretty, yeah, like, it's dramatic, but, like,
pretty well.
I, like, the thing that I love, I love basketball.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up loving basketball.
Yeah, same.
Like, despite the fact that I was so tall, like, I didn't know I was going to be 6'2". And, like, but, like, I love basketball. And, like, but, like, I like to watch a lot of older basketball just because, like, the work ethic was different.
Yeah.
And, like, they run, like, they ran that shit like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people joke, a lot of basketball fans joke, like, back then it was nothing but, like, mailmen and ice cream truck drivers.
Right.
Like, they're like, yo, anybody could play basketball back then. Like,
yeah.
But they're saying that because, like, that was after, like they're saying, like, black people dominated basketball.
Yeah.
Like, the early years of the basketball, like, with, like, Jerry West and, like, Bob Cousy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then, like, once Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and, like, Wilt Chamberlain, like, once, like, they came in, and that's when it started getting crazy, but, like...
They're, like, our genetics are just not there.
But, like, it's just showing that side of that documentary, like, where, like, Michael Jordan, like, came from, like, a country, like, country bowl, just came and just dominated, like, basketball.
Okay.
And, like, it just showed his work ethic. Like, my man wasn't about, like, other than, like, the gambling, But like my man was just about straight ball. Like he said it himself. Like the like he took that dying franchise from mm-hmm. the ground. Like he brought that joint back to life.
Yeah.
Cause like they didn't care. Like the like it made it. I feel like the documentary personally makes the Bulls franchise look bad. Mm-hmm. Cause it's showing how they treated their players.
Yeah.
Like back then.
It's a different time.
Yeah. Like it's a different time. Like they were like they weren't paying them enough, or just like how they were just treating Jordan in general.
Yeah.
But. I to me it's entertaining.
Yeah,
I fuck with it heavy, and just seeing the commentary.
I'm definitely gonna have to check it out. For sure.
Yeah, I mean I'm hoping like the current players, you know, really take this in and mm-hmm. you know grow. You know, I mean I hope the heart grows on the court. I hope to see more fights. Yo, because like back then they were, you know, they'd knuckle off of anything, off of anything. I'm just like. But now it's smart because now, you know, nowadays, like, you get, like, the huskiest fine for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you don't want to lose your bread on top of not just, like, on top of missing out on games.
Yeah.
Because you'll get, like, suspended for, like,
I feel like it was probably, well, it definitely, I feel like it was probably way more cutthroat. But I feel like it's just as equally as cutthroat.
Now?
Currently. I don't know. I would have to say the competition's still really high. It's just a matter of, like, coaching at this point.
I don't know, because I feel like there's some players that literally just don't look for like that,
like they just become the coach.
No. I mean, like the players that just look for the fight. Like they're literally like they're not good players. They literally just come like, bro, like you're not, you know, you're losing bread. Like, he's like, I'm cool with a couple stacks.
Yeah, like, yeah. They're settling for less.
Like Marcus Morris.
Yeah.
You know the Morris, the twins, like they're like the brothers. He played with the Mark. I think Marcus Morris played for the Celtics.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Like, Bo, they say it all the time. Like Bo's just a violent player. Like Bo, he'll like he bop Bo in the head with the ball, like right in the face. I'm just like, yo, like what'd you think was gonna happen after that?
Yeah, he was like the East Coast Cousins.
Yeah, like real rap.
Yeah.
But even then, like Cousins used to get fouled for nothing.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder what the hell he's doing.
Recovering.
I mean, I can't wait for them. Have you heard anything about them bringing back the playoff season?
Yo, that's the thing with like sports right now. I feel bad for every team.
I've been watching marbles go down a dirt path and race each other
on Facebook, ain't? These elaborate paths. All right, yo, that's why I always say it's good to like get into your hobbies and showcase them now, just because people are on and watching. Mm-hmm. But like with sports, I feel bad because like one. A lot of like teams are like gonna like be able to rebuild because their players are getting healthy in for every sport.
Time,
like it's yeah, just... like yo, like Bo was injured, but now like yo, Kevin Durant's coming back. Like
yeah,
that's Kevin the Durant's scary coming part. Back. Like Ben Simmons is coming
but
back.
That's insane to see. You're just like the entire playoffs now are just gonna be like.
All I just wonder how players. It's gonna go with.
Are they all? I mean, who are the players that aren't supposed to be healthy? I mean, during the next playoff season.
Well, I mean, I know KD. KD was out. Kyrie was out.
But like, till when?
I don't know.
Oh.
Klay Thompson, I think, was out.
They're all out.
Yeah. And
like I feel like there's so much time that they could use to recover that you have no reason not to be participating when it reopens back up.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it depends on the injury.
On the injury. Like. It depends on the injury.
Yeah.
But, and like, also you gotta remember like physical therapy.
Yeah.
Like, cause you know, like with this social distancing, I don't know how much access they probably have to that now also. Mm-hmm. And like with gyms, like where are you gonna shoot? I know some places even took down basketball hoops.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, some places actually took the screws off, took the whole hoop off.
I'd play by myself, but I wouldn't play with.
I would have played by myself too, right?
Yeah. But I need to go.
Places took the hoops out, like
wow,
because people weren't respecting it. Some people were like some
just
like
balling,
like yeah, like but I'm talking about like packing it, like how like it would be on a normal day.
Yeah, yeah. Holy
so shit. Like that's how that was going, but like I think about that, and on top of that, like when will they be able to? Because like usually like by now. The finals would already be coming, like...
No, the
playoffs would already be done.
Yeah, the playoffs were supposed to start, what, like a month ago almost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, it's just, like, damn, like, who would have been what? Who would have... But now it's, like, we're getting into summer and, like, different sports are starting. Like, baseball. Like, baseball usually starts around this time. So, like...
That's true.
You feel me, like...
Are they reopening the MLB?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like you, like when, it, like how are we gonna do that? Are we just gonna like wash the season down and wait till the next year?
Well, the only thing I've heard like with the playoffs is that they're trying to have all the teams just like it's going to be like...
whoever has the best records. That's what I'm thinking.
It's going to be like March Madness style playoff.
That'd be cool.
Where it's just like everyone's there. There's no audience. There's only teams. And it's boom, go. Like
that sucked.
I would watch. I'll binge watch that whole thing. Throw it off. Put it on the course of like a week.
I wonder who's actually gonna try though, because I feel like some people only do it for the fans. Like some players only do it for the fans.
I feel like also if the, I mean, I'm not gonna call like NBA players soft, but I'm gonna like question if a lot of NBA players are willing to participate because of the quarantine. Like I feel like a lot of them would be vocal enough this day and age to be like, they're like, I don't feel like playing because I might get sick.
Rudy Gobert's gonna get me sick.
Yeah, and like they can really use that as a weapon to not like.
Man, disrespect Walker. That just came out. I'm like, oh, that was real disrespectful. I'm like, fuck, Rudy Gobert's gonna get me sick.
So
like, yo, better hope the Jazz don't make the playoffs, bro.
Yeah,
or like the Nets, like
for real. But I can see that happening just as equally as, like, players being ready to just play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but yeah, that, and I'm like, but you, it, like, I feel like a lot of people tried to downplay, like, a lot of people downplayed the Raptors chip last year because it was in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they were trying to do, like, the playoffs in Baltimore.
But that's, no, but I'm saying, no, it's Chicago.
Chicago? This year?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, it was supposed to be in Chicago this year.
Cool.
But I was going to say, like, I feel like it would have been downplayed because of that also. Like feel me? Like, people aren't going to respect... Wouldn't have respected this year if there wasn't, like, a crowd and it wasn't done normally like it would. Like, because then how would you do, a celebration parade after that?
I'm trying to think of, like, the elite, like... Well, the way I would see it is that everyone gets into the building. No one gets out of the building once they go through their sanitizing process and they're... Everyone's cleared
bro,
to come in.
Imagine that, bro. Temperatures.
You can't leave you the can't stadium. Even... It's a stadium, though. It's a stadium. You got to think about it like that. It's
you,
a stadium.
Yeah, but you can. I'm saying, but it doesn't help. You can't have all those people in there.
All right.
That's too many people to have in one place.
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, but I'm asking you, do you think they'll downplay it because of that?
Downplay what?
Like the game. Like let's say LeBron won his chip this year. That's with the Lakers saying. And AD.
Oh, yeah.
And there was nobody in any of these games on the way to that process.
I mean, you gotta just question if, you know, he really deserved it. Not deserved it, but just like kind of like,
damn, LeBron.
I'm like, oh, you really wanna like count that, like
nobody watched that. Man,
yeah, it's
kinda
like, yo, you can win it if you want to, bro, but like no one cares about this.
Because no one was there to watch it.
It's not as effective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
yeah.
I feel like no event is gonna be legendary unless it's witnessed live.
I mean, people are gonna witness it live.
That's what I'm saying. But no, but I mean, like, you could record something like sports, like esports will never be like,
mm-hmm.
like it'll never be like a live, mm-hmm. like a catch. Feel me? Like I could do a 360 snipe, nigga. Nobody's gonna give a shit as opposed to be like one hand, like the Odell Beckham catch.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a highlight, but it's not going to be like, damn, bro.
It's not going to be bro, no really, background
bro
noise.
Bro really did that. Like,
I think that's what's going to be funny if they actually do record, like, the playoffs and there's no audience. There's going to be, what are they going to do?
Like, who's going to be the Michael Jordan of, like, Fortnite? Feel me?
Well, who's, like, I'm thinking about, like, background noise in general. Because you usually hear the crowd.
Yeah. It's gonna be quiet. Just sneakers squeak, just sneakers squeaking and ball bouncing.
Shit talking, like
get him.
Yeah, a lot of shit talking. Like, how would you?
You hear all the curses.
How would you bleep that out? Yeah, you're not going to. You can't.
Like, fuck.
Because usually the crowd.
Yeah, because Mel will be cursing. Mel will be like,
exactly.
Fuck out of here.
A lot of people do, like, but they have a good PR, like PR representatives. So Eddie's track of the week is called "Darth Vader," produced by Young Yosef by Anonymous. Check it out.
Yamao Orita Toki, Netro no Kobushi wa Oto o Okizari ni shita. Word of my mama, I promise I gotta go get it. Hop in my whipping and be on my way. Now I'm copping a ticket to Cali. My mission, the valley, the bays in LA till I finally come back to Miami. Passion to Grammy, a handful of cash and respect from the people who can't understand me but have to respect it. Tired of humble, tired of subtle and being neglected. It's me and my message. I'm seeing your bitch and comparing my next, and it seems unimpressive. And being directed, or we incorrect, cause your cameras are off and your TV's reflective and black. I'm so out the box that I walk right back into that shit just to show I'm the best in the pack. Accept it as fact. I take what is mine. If it's yours, then it's mine. No exception to that. Word of my homies. Word of my homies. Word of my homies. Yeah. Word of my homies. Word of my homies. Yeah. Word of my homies. Word of my homies. Word of my homies. Yeah. 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 So it's time to bring the pressure up. You niggas only my half hole when I'm only half hoping. He holding me back, so I keep the pressure up. Half past souls, even if it be four of you, or if it be more of you. Nigga, y'all ain't got the pressure to match a black hole. Get it? Half hole, I'm whole, you half hole under pressure. Black hole, my nigga, my rap's so under pressure. I think it's logic, I match Cole and born Simba. Nigga, fuck around, I'm all finna move faster. Eat a nigga album for dinner, it's a four-course meal in a four-door. Whipping four fours, what I'm spitting when I'm saying your name. In a ball hat, four times, didn't mind make a nigga crash. Listen, better stay in your lane. Whipping number 16, ripping up a big team. Boy, I need a big ring, playing no games. Word of my homies. 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 Word of my homies.
I ain't never gave up fuck one time. In the land of the lost, I abandoned the law. If you ever try to stop me, then you won't be standing at all when it's brandished assault. Yeah, I'm the sultan, nigga. So if we got a problem, I'ma solve it, nigga. Lord Knock is fucking sovereign, nigga. Word of my homies. 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 Yeah.
And my track of the week is called Pace by Chuck Acid, a local Philly rapper. Check it out.
All that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I got food for your soul, nigga. Gobbled up with your shit, lad. Only spitting that fresh shit. Dentals looking like Tic Tacs. Said I came for my title belt. These niggas try to box me in like Chris Brown, no oxygen. Jail cell, how they lock them in? We got to pick up the pace, yeah. We got to keep up the fave, yeah. Demons near my rear view. Keep swerving, might steer through. Maybe hope I might hear you. I'm holding my breath and my blessings, No J, but I'm near blue. And rolling it up when I'm stressing, Girl back from her hometown. Picking up where we left at. When I'm working my phone down, I never hit her with the text back. She got to keep up the fave, yeah. I got to pick up the pace, yeah. I'm burning my bridges, temptations ahead of me. Blurring my vision, I ditch you, yeah. Whip it up in the stove, but they buy what I wrote like dope. Funny cause this shit helped me cope with life. I hope I write my rhymes and it's me they quote, yeah. I don't need sorrow or sympathy, I send the bodies who niggas who sent for me. I know that dying ain't meant for me. I give it to God and the rest of me. I got food for your soul, nigga. Gobble up with your shit lag. Only spitting that fresh shit. Dentals looking like Tic Tacs. Said I came for my title belt. These niggas try to box me in like Chris Brown, no oxygen. Jail cell, how they lock them in, yeah. Whip it up on the stove, but they buy what I wrote like dope. Funny cause the shit helped me cope with life. I hope I write my rhymes and it's me they quote. See, I don't need sorrow or sympathy. See, I send the bodies for niggas who sent for me. I know that dying ain't meant for me. I give it to God and the rest is me.
Thank you for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and Eddie had to go a little early today, but that's okay. And be sure to check us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We'll see you guys.